This is an introductory discussion about cash flows and profit flows. The examiners expect you to appreciate the difference between cash flows and profit flows, or put another way, the difference between the cash flow statement and the profit and loss statement. This is an introductory discussion because later on in the course we look at more examples which can further explain the differences between these two concepts. So look for a later podcast on this topic as well. Okay, cash flows versus profit flows. Perhaps a good way to approach this would be to visualize in your mind a cash flow statement next to a profit and loss statement. So visualize a profit and loss statement on one side and a cash flow statement on the other side. The cash flow statement is going to record cash receipts less cash payments, and it'll give you the end cash balance. Cash in, cash out, cash balance. The profit and loss statement is going to measure revenue earned for the reporting period less expenses incurred for the reporting period. So straight away, we have two statements reporting on two separate concepts. Cash flow statement just deals with cash flows, cash in, cash out, and the resultant cash balance. The profit and loss statement deals with revenue earned less expenses incurred over the reporting period. So we're measuring two different things. And the best way to illustrate this is to go through a series of transactions and see how those transactions impact on the different reports. That is, how does the transaction impact on the cash flow statement compared with the profit and loss statement? First example, received $30,000 cash from the owner, a capital contribution. This would affect the cash flow statement. Cash receipts would be increased by $30,000 due to the capital injection or capital contribution. The cash balance would go up by $30,000. This is a cash transaction. However, that transaction, the $30,000 cash injection, does not impact on the profit loss statement. It has no impact on profit because it is not a revenue item. It does not meet the definition of revenue. That is, the cash capital contribution will lead to an increase in cash and an increase in owner's equity, but the definition of revenue excludes capital contribution as revenue. So cash capital contributions impact on the cash flow statement, but not the profit and loss statement. Capital contributions are not classified as revenue or expense items, have no impact on the profit and loss statement. Another example, borrowings. Borrowed, say, $6,000 cash from the ANZ Bank. So you've had a loan. This is $6,000 cash, and therefore it will impact on the cash flow statement. Cash receipts will go up by $6,000 and the cash balance will go up by $6,000. It's a cash transaction. However, this loan of $6,000 would have no impact whatsoever on the profit and loss statement. It is not classified as a revenue item. The cash has gone up, yes, but it's due to an increase in the liability. It is not a revenue item. So borrowings or loans impact on the cash flow statement, but not the profit and loss statement. Transaction number three, drawings of cash, $5,000. Drawings of cash, $5,000. Remember, you're visualizing the cash flow statement, say, on the left, and the profit and loss statement on the right. Drawings of cash, $5,000. Drawings will impact on the cash flow statement. Cash payments would go up by $5,000, and the cash balance would go down by $5,000. But drawings is not a transaction which impacts on the profit and loss statement. It is not a revenue item, it is not an expense item, it is a negative owner's equity item, it has no impact on the profit and loss statement. So once again, that transaction would affect the cash flow statement, has no impact whatsoever on the profit and loss statement. Paid the ANZ Bank, say $800, we're repaying a part of the loan, the principal part, $800. We're not talking about interest here, we're just talking about paying back part of the principal loan. That obviously is a cash transaction. It impacts on the cash flow statement, and cash payments would go up by the $800. And of course, the cash balance would go down by the $800. So paying back a loan, the principal amount impacts on the cash flow statement. Does this impact on the profit and loss statement for the same period of time? Answer, no. This is a reduction in a liability. It does not classify as a revenue or an expense item. Therefore, it does not affect the profit and loss statement. By the way, if you paid interest on the loan, it would impact on the profit and loss statement. Interest on a loan is an expense item. That would be that would impact on both the cash flow statement and the profit and loss statement. But if you pay back the principal amount of the loan, or the actual amount borrowed, that is not an expense item. It does not impact on the profit and loss statement. The next transaction is purchasing a vehicle for, say, $22,000, including GST of $2,000. So buying an asset, a non-current asset, including GST, of course. Now, this is a cash transaction. It does impact on a cash flow statement. Cash payments would go up. You would recognize the non-current asset, $20,000, the vehicle, and you would also recognize the separate amount of GST payment, $2,000. Cash transaction affects the cash flow statement, the vehicle, and the GST payment. However, this would have no impact whatsoever on the profit and loss statement. The vehicle itself, the non-current asset, is not an expense or revenue item, so it has no impact on the profit and loss statement. And GST is not a revenue or expense item, so it has no impact on the profit and loss statement either. So here's another example of where a transaction impacts on the cash flow statement, but it has no effect whatsoever on the profit and loss statement. The next transaction, paid wages $6,000. At last, we have a transaction which affects both statements the same. Paid wages $6,000. There's no GST associated with wages, by the way, and that's one of the reasons why the impact is identical in both statements. Wages would increase cash payments by $6,000, it would reduce the cash balance by $6,000. And wages is classified as an expense because it would ultimately lead to a reduction in owner's equity. And it would be classified as an expense in a profit and loss statement. Expenses up, profit down, $6,000. So the impact of wages, say $6,000, would be identical on both the profit and loss statement and in the cash flow statement. Next one is similar, but a little bit different. Paid rent, $2,000 plus $200 GST. So this time we have an expense which also involves GST. The cash flow statement would be affected by both the payment of the rent and the GST on the rent. So cash payments up by a total of $2,200, rent $2,000, GST $200, and of course the cash balance would go down by that full amount, $2,200. Now, the profit and loss statement would be affected by the value of the rent expense only, not the GST. So, profit and loss statement would be impacted by $2,000 in this case. Rent expense is $2,000, that is an expense. So, expenses up $2,000, profit down $2,000. So, the cash flow statement includes both the rent expense and the payment of GST. The profit and loss statement, just the rent, so there's a difference there. Another reason why the change in the cash balance is going to be different than the profit or loss for the period. The next example is a bit more difficult. Cash sales of stock, $6,000 plus $600 GST. And we're also told that the cost of the stock is $2,000. So cash sales of stock, $6,000. Plus $600 GST, and we're told that the cost of the stock, the cost of sales, was $2,000. How does this impact on the two reports? Cash flow statement certainly show the cash sales, $6,000, and it'll show the GST collection, $600. So cash receipts up by the full amount of the sale plus the GST collections. So of course the cash balance would go up by that full amount, $6,600. What about the profit and loss statement? The impact's going to be different. We're going to count the $6,000 sales. That's a revenue item. So revenue up $6,000, just like the cash receipts in the cash flow statement will go up by $6,000. But of course, we do not include GST because it is not a revenue item. So the GST collected $600, it does not impact on the profit and loss statement. And we also have to take into account in the profit and loss statement the cost of the sales. In this case, it was $2,000. That is a non-cash item. That's how much the stock originally cost the business, which has now been sold. So we do count that $2,000 in the profit and loss statement. We do not count that cost of sales in the cash flow statement because it is a non-cash transaction. So this is an example where the cash flow statement includes both the sales and the GST, and the profit and loss statement includes the sales excluding the GST, but it also includes the non-cash item cost of sales $2,000. That would be regarded as a difficult or complex transaction. Now look, there's other examples that we'll look at as the unit progresses. Later on this semester, we will look at the impact of credit transactions such as debtor receipts, creditor payments, all the balance day adjustments, etc. That's not important at the moment. So look for another podcast later on which includes those other bits and pieces. But let's summarise the difference now between cash flows and profit flows. Cash flows, as reported in the cash flow statement, reports on cash receipts or cash into the business, less cash out or cash payments. Cash in, cash out, and the resultant change in the cash balance. That is different than the profit and loss statement because that report is reporting on revenue earned, less expenses incurred over the reporting period. So we're measuring two separate concepts: cash flow, cash in, cash out, profit loss statement, revenue earned, less expenses incurred. Measuring two separate concepts. Let's just recap on receipts, cash receipts that do not increase revenue. That is, receipts that do not increase revenue. Can you think of some examples of cash up, but not revenue up? We've covered this already in this little podcast. The first one was cash capital contributions in the form of cash. Cash goes up, no impact on profit loss. Second example we looked at were loans, borrowing money, loans. Cash up, no impact on profit loss. The third example we looked at was GST collections, GST in. Impacts on the cash flow statement, no impact on the profit loss statement. So there's three examples to remember. There are other examples we'll look at later in the course, but at the moment, receipts that do not increase revenue include cash capital contributions, number one, loans, number two, GST collections, number three. Can you think of payments, cash payments that do not increase expenses? Cash payments that do not increase expenses. There's quite a few examples here. Cash drawings we looked at, number one, cash drawings that increases payments, no impact on profit loss. Second example, repaying the loan, the principal amount of the loan, that increases payments, no impact on profit loss. Third example, GST payments, increases payments, no impact on profit loss. Fourth example, purchase of assets, e.g. buying stock or a vehicle or a computer, etc., that increases cash payments, no impact on profit loss. Later on, of course, we'll look at depreciation, etc., but that's not relevant at the moment. And later on, we'll also look at some other examples. So payments that do not increase expenses include cash drawings, number one, loan payments, the principal amount, not interest, that is, number two, GST payments, number three, purchase of assets such as stock and vehicle, number four. What about some examples of revenue that does not increase cash receipts? Revenue that does not increase cash receipts. In other words, are there any non-cash revenue items? There's lots, but we haven't covered these yet in the course. Later on, we'll look at other examples or examples of transactions that are classified as revenue, but they have no impact whatsoever on the cash flow statement. So come back later for those, but for the curious students, it would include things such as credit sales, discount revenue, stock gain, profit on disposal of non-current assets, etc. Those things that you will not be assessed on early in the course. And finally, let's think about expenses that do not increase cash payments. Are there any examples of expenses that have no impact on your cash payments? In other words, are there any non-cash expenses? At the moment, we've only really seen one example, and that's the cost of sales, the cost of goods sold, the cost of sales. How much the stock originally cost, which is counted at the time of the sale, that is a non-cash expense. It has a massive impact on profit loss. It has no impact whatsoever on the cash flow statement, on the cash flow statement for the same period of time. There are lots of other examples that we'll look at as the course progresses. And for curious students, that's going to include depreciation, discount expense, stock loss, loss on disposal, non-current assets, bad debts, accrued expenses, etc. But don't worry about those now. There'll be a later podcast that will review this topic and include all those other complications. So that's the end of this podcast, Cash Flows versus Profit Flows. Perhaps you could review it, replay it, and consolidate the information.